When our Lord had uttered the words, "It is consummated," his mission of redemption on Calvary was almost complete. But his death on earth was not the end of our Redeemer's mission. You see, when Adam and Eve were cast out of paradise, they were condemned to pain, sickness, suffering, and death. All of us inherited this punishment from our first father, Adam. And as you know, this life is filled with sorrows, pains, and crosses for us. It is our valley of tears. Now, we consider the second Adam, our Redeemer, who is on the cross of Mount Calvary and prepares to open the gates of the next life for us. The next life, heaven, is the true end in view and is the hope of heaven which sustains us through this valley of tears. We must keep this goal ever before our eyes. This is the hope which a certain priest wanted to instill in a certain man in Missouri. It was just outside the cathedral in Kansas City, one Good Friday morning in the 1950s. Between the morning ceremonies and Traore, the priest stepped out of the front door of the church. It was just then that a middle-aged man, who apparently had too much to drink, staggered up to the priest. He made his way to Father, and he mumbled, "I don't belong to your church there, Father. In fact, I haven't been inside any church for a while. I've kind of lost my way ever since. Well, you see, Father, I lost my boy in Guadalcanal. He was a good boy. He went to church, but now he's gone." The priest expressed his sincere sympathies and promised to remember the young deceased soldier in his prayers. Then Father asked, "Do you want to see your boy again?" The heavy-hearted man groaned, "Father, what I wouldn't give to have my boy again. I would give anything just to see him." Tears were streaming down the man's dirty cheeks as the priest told the man, "Today is Good Friday, the day when our Lord suffered every hardship imaginable. Our Lord was a real soldier who gave his life for us. Everyone who follows and suffers with Christ will gloriously rise with him." Father continued, "Put your trust in the Sacred Heart, and someday you will see your boy." Even in the foggy condition of his mind, that bereft father seemed to catch the meaning of Good Friday and the glory of Easter. He wiped his face with his sleeve, straightened his shoulders, and asked the priest, "I think I would like to follow Christ, but it has been a while. Would you help me along, Father?" Following the priest into the church, the man went, with a spark of the hope he had found in his heart that Good Friday morning. Truly, the man had received a crushing cross in his life, but he was reminded that our Lord had the heaviest cross, and that the Savior's sacrifice is our hope. He died on the cross so that we would be spared from eternal death. His cross was the means to an end, redemption. Our crosses, too, are the means to fulfill that redemption, our sanctity and our salvation. This is the thought with which our Lord leaves us and which he gives us in his last instruction on the cross. In his seventh word on the cross, our Lord says, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." To commend is to entrust, commit, or hand over. Our Lord was handing over his spirit, his soul, which would leave his body at death. He was commending his soul into the hands of God the Father, with joy, with confidence, and love, for he had accomplished God's will for him, his divine mission of seeking and saving souls. These words, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit," show us what to aim for, heaven, and they give us hope of attaining it. The man in the story had lost his son. He was absorbed with a terrible sorrow, and thus he lost his hope. Hope is the virtue by which we firmly trust that God will give us eternal life and the means to obtain it. Since the downhearted father was preoccupied with the sorrow of his son's earthly death, he lost all perspective and hope of his son's and his own eternal life. Instead of turning to alcohol to drown or numb his pain, he should have turned to the Sacred Heart, turned to his sacraments and to becoming a saint. And only in that way could he again be reunited with his son in heaven. On this Good Friday, let us ask ourselves if we have the proper perspective on eternal life. Do we pray every day? Do you commend your soul into the hands of God and ask for the grace you need to carry your crosses? Use those crosses as the path to heaven. Follow our Lord on the way of the cross, so we will follow him beyond Calvary. The Sacred Heart does not want you to be disheartened with your crosses, but to inspire you with hope for the next life. Seeing that those crosses are the means to obtain eternal life in heaven. As the cross was the instrument of opening the gates of heaven, so our daily crosses will merit us to become partakers of that paradise. Every day we must keep that goal in mind. Let us ask for the grace to persevere in sanctifying grace and to die a holy death ourselves. And so let us avail ourselves of the merits of our Lord's passion and death by living each day with that hope, living each day as if it were our last, by going to confession and by approaching the communion rail as often as possible. In his last word before his death, our Lord teaches us hope. The last instruction, then, of our dying Savior from his deathbed is to commend ourselves with confidence, with trust, and love to God, to encourage us to take our tiny piece of his cross and to go to Calvary with him. And if we follow him to Calvary, then we will follow him to paradise. And when we are on our deathbed, holding the crucifix in our hands, we may repeat the holy names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and we too may say, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.